Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Tim's another classic individual from the old school, straw hat, the whole nine yards, writing for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, even owning and running other big Texas newspapers himself in the past. And Jim's written a bunch of best-selling books, and his book on JFK was the blueprint, according to Oliver Stone, even in the extras of the film, the main blueprint for their film. He helped write the screenplay, and we're here playing clips of JFK, the director's cut, my favorite film. It's heads above the rest. If you've seen the original JFK, it's a pale shadow. The 18 minutes that Warner Brothers cut out was really the heart of this film, but just like they cut stuff out of Scanner Darkly, but the film I'm in and consulted on. But we got Jim for this hour to continue the parallels between JFK and 9/11 and to look at this historical event, JFK, and put it in a better perspective for us. Jim, when we come back in the next segment, I'm going to play some excerpts of Mr. X, Mr. Fletcher Prouty, and one of the few characters in the film that you guys didn't name by name. Why didn't you do that? Tell us about that.
Okay. There were some characters in the movie JFK that were composite characters, and Mr. X is one of these. And here's the situation. Jim Garrison indeed flew to Washington to meet with a government operative. But that operative was a Army intelligence agent by the name of Richard Case Nagel. During the course of the Clay Shaw trial, Jim Garrison did not meet or know about Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who had spent some years as the liaison officer between the CIA and the Pentagon. As such, he was never required to sign all the secrecy oaths that CIA officers are required to do, and that's why he was able to speak out in later years. In fact, he wrote a book called The Secret Team, which was about the shadow government. Now, but by the time that we were making the film, it was Prouty's input was very necessary to understand certain things. So they simply made it Mr. X meeting in Washington, because if they had said he met with Fletcher Prouty, the debunkers could have quickly said, no, he never met with Fletcher Prouty, which is true. But he later met with him, and Fletcher Prouty did indeed say these things. And what Prouty said was the active role in the Kennedy assassination was played secretly by permitting it to happen. He was not murdered by some lone gunman or some limited conspiracy, but by the breakdown of the protective system that should have made assassination impossible. And this is the key not only to the Kennedy assassination. Anybody could have killed him. The question is, who had the power to cover it all up and to block any meaningful
And who had the power to do it, and who had the motive?
Exactly. And the same thing can be applied to 9/11. Yes, it could have been 19 Muslim fanatics with little box cutters, but who had the power, for example, to switch off the automated defense missile batteries at the Pentagon?
Default position fire on unidentified objects coming in. Default position launch F-16 interceptor fighters. Default position, and 2 hours till the Pentagon hit from the time they knew they were hijacked aircraft.
Exactly. And I, having been an award-winning military aviation aerospace writer, I know for dead certain that any aircraft approaching Washington, D.C. gives off a friendly code signal which tells these automated missile batteries to stand down.
And the first spin in the first few days from Fox News was, oh, Al-Qaeda must have gotten those codes. They had to back off that real quick.
Right, exactly. And in fact, that's another aspect of 9/11, as you well know.
Finish that after the break, because I want to hear it after the break. We don't have time, but I also want to get your comment on this. The exact same Air Force pilot who took part in drills the year before of flying hijacked jets into the Pentagon and CIA headquarters, he's the guy flying Flight 77 that day that supposedly hit the Pentagon. Now, what's the chances of that?
Exactly.
Stay there. Jim Mars, this is unbelievably powerful information. Stay with us. I hope all of you are recording this. Some of the best radio we've ever done, and I would add that our internet listenership, which is a gauge we use, is at the highest level it's ever been.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Newspaper crime reporter from the time he was in college, best-selling author. He's owned and run newspapers, worked with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, again, best-selling author, and is the main writer on the film JFK. And I, again, for about 6 months had owned the director's cut. I bought it when I was at Best Buy, buying some equipment, and I hadn't watched it. I popped it in Sunday night with my wife, and didn't end up going to bed till about 2, watching the extras with my mouth hanging open. I mean, this film is incredible. And Jim Mars is really some of the central brains behind it, and we're so honored to have him as a colleague. Here's a little quick clip from the documentary about the JFK film, Beyond Conspiracy, with Mars talking about CIA, mob, and military connections. Here it is.
The key thing, I think, that a lot of people don't lose sight of, fact of, is that once you dismiss the communist thing, the foreign plot, and you've got the mob, the CIA, the FBI, the military, okay? We tend to think of those as separate entities. And yet, if we'll really stop and think about it, they're all interconnected.
Jim, you were going to finish up with some comments about 9/11 before the break.
Well, there's so much about 9/11 we could talk about. The whole lengthy commentary you have about Building 7 and of course, Larry Silverstein, the owner, who says, well, we decided to pull it, so I told him to pull it, and we watched the building collapse, and then all the arguments about what he really meant. You know, a few years after that, after he made that comment, and when this issue was becoming big, one of the spokesmen for Silverstein Properties came out and said, well, what he meant was to pull the firemen out of the building.
But there were no firemen for 8 hours before it collapsed.
Exactly. They pulled, according to the official record, they pulled the firemen out about 10:30 that morning.
And in the very same PBS documentary narrated by Spacey, they, in the next clip, they pull the wreckage of Building 6, and they say that we're getting ready to pull it, and it shows them blow it up.
Exactly. That is just common jargon for a controlled demolition.
That'd be like if I said, I'm going to blow your head off, and then you're found the next day, Jim, with your head blown off, and then I tell the police, well, I said on air I was going to blow his head off, but I meant I was going to give him a kiss on the forehead.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how ridiculous all this is. But what they've done, both in the Kennedy assassination and in 9/11, is the classic debate technique, which is appeal to authority. The higher the authority, if they say 2 and 2 is 5, then we're just expected to believe
them. Because they're experts.
They're experts or they're leaders.
Now, the real clip from the director's cut where they beef this up is about 13 minutes. We've got it down to about 8. This Fletcher Prouty quote, for those that just joined us, he was the liaison in Black World Ops between the Pentagon and the CIA, and he got sent away, which he never did, literally to the North Pole, for this event so they could pull the protective detail that he would be in control of away from Kennedy. So let's go ahead and play this key clip from JFK. Here it is.
I assume if you've come this far, what I have to say interests you. But I'm not going to name names and tell you who or what I represent, except to say you're close. You're closer than you think.
In fact, hit pause.
Okay.
Back it up a second or two. I meant to add, too, while he's talking, there are flashbacks to people at the White House, LBJ and others, talking about, you know, how the plot formed, you know, how it began, how it started. So that won't be confusing. I needed to add that. And we did cut out the profanity. Here it is.
I assume if you've come this far, what I have to say interests you. But I'm not going to name names and tell you who or what I represent, except to say you're close. You're closer than you think. Okay? Everything I'm going to tell you is classified top secret. I was a soldier, Mr. Garrison. 2 wars. I was one of those secret guys in the Pentagon that supplies the military hardware, the planes, bullets, rifles, for what we call black operations. Black ops. Assassinations, coup d'etat, rigging elections, propaganda, psych warfare, and so on. 1963. I spent much of September 63 working on the Kennedy plan for getting all U.S. personnel out of Vietnam by the end of 1965. This plan was one of the strongest, most important papers issued from the Kennedy White House. His National Security Action Memo 263 ordered home the first 1,000 troops for Christmas. But then in November, 1 week after the murder of Vietnamese President Dien Bien Phu Saigon, and 2 weeks before the assassination of our president, a strange thing happened to me. I was sent by my superior officer, we'll call him Y. I was sent by General Y to the South Pole as the military escort for a group of international VIPs. I was on my way back in New Zealand when the president was killed. Now, Oswald was charged at 7 p.m. Dallas time with Tippett's murder. That's 2 o'clock in the afternoon of the next day, New Zealand time. But already, their papers had the entire history of this unknown 24-year-old man, Oswald. Studio picture, detailed biographical data, Russian information, and were pretty sure of the fact that he killed the president alone, although it took them 4 more hours before they even charged him with that crime in Dallas. Felt to me as if, well, that cover story was being put out, like we would in a black op. Anyway, after I came back, I asked myself, why was I, the chief of special ops, selected to travel to the South Pole at that time to do a job that any number of others could have done? And I wondered if it could have been because one of my routine duties, if I had been in Washington, would have been to arrange for additional security in Texas. So I decided to check it out. And sure enough, I found out that someone had told the 112th Military Intelligence Group at 4th Army Headquarters at Fort Sam Houston to stand down that day over the protest of the unit commander, Colonel Reich.
I believe it's a mistake.
Now, this is significant because it is standard operating procedure, especially in a known hostile city like Dallas, to supplement the Secret Service. You would have felt an army presence in the streets that day, but none of this happened. It was a violation of the most basic protection codes we have, and it is the best indication of a massive plot in Dallas. Now, who could have best done this? Black ops, Mr. Garrison. People in my business, people like my superior officer, could have called Colonel Reich and said, look, we have another unit coming from so-and-so, providing security, you'll stand down. I mean, that day, in fact, there were some individual Army intelligence people in Dallas. I'm still trying to figure out who and why. But they weren't protecting client. And, of course, Oswald. Army intel had a Harvey Lee Oswald on file. But all those files have been destroyed. Many strange things were happening, and your Lee Harvey Oswald had nothing to do with them. Those of us who'd been in secret ops since the beginning knew the Warren Commission was fictional. But there was something deeper, uglier. I knew Alan Dulles very well. I briefed him many a time in his house. But for the life of me, I still can't figure out why he was appointed to investigate Kennedy's death, the man who had fired him. Dulles, by the way, was General Wright's benefactor. I got out in 64, resigned my commission.
I never realized Kennedy was so dangerous to the establishment. Is that why?
Well, that's a real question, isn't it? Why? The how and the who is just scenery for the public. Oswald, Ruby, Cuba, the mafia. Keeps them guessing like some kind of parlor game, prevents them from asking the most important question, why? Why was Kennedy killed? Who benefited? Who has the power to cover it up? Who? In 1961, right after the Bay of Pigs, very, very few people know about this, all right? I participated in drawing up National Security Action Memos 55, 56,
General,
57. These are crucial documents, classified, top secret. But basically in them, Kennedy instructed General Lemnitz, Chairman of the Joint
General,
Chiefs, that from here on forward,
President.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff would be wholly responsible for all covert paramilitary action in peacetime. This basically ended the reign of the CIA. Splintered it, as JFK promised he would, into 1,000 pieces. And now he was ordering the military to help him do it. This was unprecedented. I can't tell you the shockwaves that this sent along the corridors of power in Washington. This, and of course, the firing of Alan Dulles, Richard Bissell, and General Charles Cabell. All of them sacred cows in intel since World War II. You got some very upset people here. And don't underestimate the budget cuts that Kennedy called for in March of 63 either. Nearly 52 military installations in 25 states, 21 overseas bases. You're talking big money. You know how many helicopters have been lost in Vietnam? Nearly 3,000 so far. Who makes that? Bell Helicopter. Who owns Bell? Well, Bell was nearly bankrupt when the First National Bank of Boston approached the CIA about developing the helicopter for Indochina usage. How about the F-111 fighters? General Dynamics of Fort Worth, Texas. Who owns that? Find out the defense budget since the war began. 75, going on 100 billion. Nearly 200 billion will be spent before it's over. In 1949, it was 10 billion. No war, no money. The organizing principle of any society, Mr. Garrison, is for war. The authority of the state over its people resides in its war powers. And Kennedy wanted to end the Cold War in his second term. He wanted to call off the moon race in favor of cooperation with the Soviets. He signed a treaty with the Soviets to ban nuclear testing. He refused to invade Cuba in 1962, and he set out to withdraw from Vietnam. But all of that ended on the 22nd November, 1963. As early as 1961, they knew Kennedy was not going to go to war in Southeast Asia. Like Caesar, he is surrounded by enemies and something's underway. But it has no face. There are no compromising connections except at the most secret point. But what's paramount is that it must succeed. No matter how many die, no matter how much it costs, the perpetrators must be on the winning side and never subject to prosecution for anything by anyone. That is a coup d'etat.
And there's some other clips we cut out where he explains that Garrison, when he goes public, has got to stay public. There's other clips where Garrison explains to his wife, I'm going public, I've got to stay in the spotlight and just hope people 20, 30 years from now learn the truth about this and, you know, stop this from continuing. Jim Mars, powerful stuff.
Absolutely. And you know what's really interesting to me, though, is it did take almost 40 years for the bulk of the American public to finally figure out that there was a big conspiracy to kill Kennedy. And national polls show that now we all pretty much accept that. The reason it's not talked about more is because it's not been officially acknowledged, and therefore the mass media and the corporate control
It's a painful truth for them to deal with. We'll be right back, Jim Marsh. Stay with us.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation here Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight. And we rotate and continually air my daily broadcast before and after the broadcast at Infowars.com. We're now sending out our own internet stream, just a note. For the listeners that aren't listening on AM or FM, satellite, or shortwave, can listen to the show re-aired continually 24 hours a day at Infowars.com. Going back to Jim Marsh. Jim, you're such a gentleman. We've got links up on Infowars.com to your great website where people can read all your articles and get your books. But tell us, for those that aren't by a computer and can't go to Infowars, your web address.
The web address is www.jimmars.com. That's J-I-M-M-A-R-R-S. Two R's and Mars.
And it looks like you and Tex Mars come from the same part of Scotland, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm often asked if I'm any relation to Tex Mars, and I have talked with Tex Mars, and as far as we know, there's no family relationship, and yet we both claim Scotch ancestry, and we both know about the Mars Castle in Scotland, so I can't help but think that somewhere back down the line there may have been an intersection.
Yeah, well, you're both good guys. Let's talk a little bit about the heat you and Oliver Stone and others got for this movie. And
right. It was really interesting, Alex, that I said, well, long before the Oliver Stone movie came up, I said, you know, the people behind the assassination are so cold-blooded and so greedy that they would probably actually tell on themselves if they could profit from it. And that's exactly what happened with the Oliver Stone movie. Warner Brothers, of course, had been handling his other very popular and very profitable movies, and so when he began to work on JFK, they tried to get him to go off onto something else. But by that time, he had such a reputation, he was able to stand up to him and said, no, I'm going to do this. Well, even at that, they tried to get him to tone down a lot of things and change things, but he refused to do that. So they were left with the situation of where they were either going to distribute the film and make all the money, or they were going to just say, no, we're not going to handle this one, in which case...
And lose their star director.
Yeah, they knew he would simply go to some other studio or some other distributor, so they sucked it up, and they actually told on themselves so they could profit from it.
Amazing.
But of course, even before the movie aired, there were already articles in the national news media, the corporate control media.
Oh, I remember it. I remember... being in high school in 91 when it came out, I think it was a junior, and the demonization that was going on.
Oh, yeah, and this was before anybody even had a chance to see it. But, you know, that was kind of interesting, too. There was a big Newsweek issue where they called Alice in Wonderland in Dallas, and they were just basically saying, he's just making all this up, it's really not worth anything. And yet in that same issue, their own movie reviewer said, you know, it is so powerful and it presents so much well-documented information that perhaps we should take this seriously. So there was dissension even within the ranks of the news media.
Jim, before we break, later you'll tell us a little interesting platoon story, and we've got more to talk about in a few other clips. But before we end this short segment, I'm looking forward to your speech, your hour-long speech, and the questions and comments you'll be making up there, a speech you're going to be giving JFK to 9/11 in Dallas at the Lakewood Theater. Do you think folks ought to come out to that event?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, even if you have just a passing interest, you need to arm yourself with the facts. The one thing, Alex, that everybody agrees on is that the Kennedy assassination is controversial. But you know what? Actually, it's not. It only appears to be a controversy because of the wide gap between those who have accepted the government pronouncement and those who have actually studied the facts.
You're right. The 40th anniversary 3 years ago, I spent a lot more time on it that year than I do normally. And I don't like to take just one poll or another. I do what focus groups at the White House do because I've read about how they do this. I took 12 polls that week. Do you believe the government was involved, or was it the Soviets, or was it Lee Harvey, McVeigh, Oswald alone? I'm being sarcastic, folks. And I averaged 12 polls together. And guess what percentage I got of the American people believing the U.S. government killed him? 92%. There were polls of 80, 85, 96. I averaged 12 newspaper, online polls, scientific polls together and got 92%. But still, these pundits get up on TV and go, the grassy knoll crazies think the government killed Kennedy.
Really. 92% of us are just conspiracy theorists. Well, Alex, here's what's fascinating. Have you thought about this? I started to say this a while ago. It's taken 40 years for the 92% of the American public to realize that Kennedy was killed as a result of a big conspiracy. It's only taken 5 years for half the population to believe that 9/11 was an inside job.
That's right. We forget the last zombie poll said inside job. 48% said yes. 68% think there's a cover-up. So really, 68% are saying it. And it's more than that. I mean, you get a phone call. Most people are scared to say it over the phone. I think 48% saying it's an inside job is phenomenal, isn't it, Jim?
Absolutely. Plus, you had there was 12% undecided.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, Newt Lane, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm sorry we haven't taken any calls today, but I covered news in the first hour, what's happening over in Israel. Hopefully some good things are happening over there. Israel's saying they may not continue to move further north into Lebanon, but we'll see. Maybe they're just massing more troops. We know they are. Maybe just buying more time. And we're not taking any calls during this 2 hours because we're playing all these lengthy clips and getting Jim Maher's incredible analysis on it, the main author behind the JFK film. But before I go any further, my new film, Terror Storm, is out. It's the best film I've ever made. Each film gets better. The others are excellent, too. You should get those. Big discounts when you get one or more of my films, when you get two or more of my films. Terror Storm covers the history of government-sponsored terror, 7-7 in London, Madrid bombing is an inside job, 9-11 is it's got Morgan Reynolds, it's got CIA top analyst Ray McGovern, it's got all and excerpts of the big symposium we had out in L.A. It is so professionally done, has a professional Hollywood score. I got Graham Reynolds did the music for major movies. To have a mini symphony in on the film, professional graphics, but it's the information in it. Go to InfoWars.com, watch the trailers, watch some of the clips, order your DVD today, get it, make copies, get it out to everybody, get Martial Law, get Order of Death, get my other films, read about the different discounts and specials we have to offer there on the Secure Online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And we will get those videos out to you. And it's just so powerful when you, the listeners, get these films and make copies. The force multiplication of that information will bring these criminals to justice, or at least back them off to a point where the whole public, or 92%, like with Kennedy, know it's an inside job. Then that takes that power away from them to continue to stage terror attacks to terrorize us, because it'll start backfiring, and it is backfiring. It did backfire in Madrid when the government carried that out. The people knew day one, and it backfired. So, Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139 to order via the Safe Secure online shopping cart, or see all of my films right now online. Download them, burn them to disk, high bandwidth, low bandwidth, whatever format you want. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Now, I just put it up on the website yesterday at Infowars.com to get your tickets. They're $10 a piece to hear Jim Mars and myself, and to see my new film Terror Storm, and to see my new Bilderberg footage, a 35-minute rough cut of some of the best footage we got up at the Bilderberg Conference in Ottawa, Canada, just a month and a half ago. And we're also going to have Shanghai Five, a great lounge group that does, you know, kind of classical Las Vegas-style music. It's really good. Type of music I like. They're going to be there from midnight till 2 in the morning. So from 7 to 2 in the morning, for $10, and we're keeping the price low after renting the theater and getting Jim in there and paying for a bunch of other stuff. It's not going to be hugely profitable bringing my whole crew up there, but it's just getting together and fighting the globalists together. And at the same time, I'll have my DVDs and books and films that are available for purchase if you don't like getting stuff over the computer or over the toll-free line or by writing to us. Right now, the only place to get tickets is the internet. But I'll, in the next few days, you'll be able to buy them via the toll-free number if you wish, and we will then mail you your ticket, or we will email you an e-ticket, whatever you prefer, if you order via the toll-free number line. But you can't do that yet. And even if you don't have a computer, you can get your son or daughter or your neighbor to go online and buy you the tickets. It's very easy to do. It takes about 60 seconds to do. Jim Mars, do you have any comments on the event that's coming up in Dallas?
Oh yeah, I think this is going to be a great event, and there's such a huge population in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and you know, we've always joked that Texas is always 5 years behind everything else that's happening in the country, and when it comes to the truth of 9/11, this may even be more so. And so I think it behooves everyone who cares about what's happening, cares about the future of this country and what's in store for their children, their grandchildren. I think this is an opportunity to come and familiarize yourself with the information. I know I speak for myself, and I think I speak for Alex. I don't ask anybody to simply trust me and believe me, but just listen. I'm going to give you documented information that's been checked and double-checked, and this is information, truthful information, that you must have to be able to make reasonable decisions in this day and time.
Absolutely, and very quickly, your new book's coming out in the next 2 months, put out by a great publisher. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that'll be out on bookstore shelves the first week in September. It's called The Terror Conspiracy. It deals not only with the questions and still unanswered questions of 9/11, but then puts the whole thing into a broader context.
Looks at other government-sponsored terror. Funny, great minds think alike.
Yeah.
I mean, if I can say so myself, that's what my new film Terror Storm is about. And I'm going to carry that book, by the way, Jim. It's been eagerly anticipated by a lot of people. Before we go any further, we're almost out of time here. I want to play this clip. We played it earlier, but not the whole clip, a little three-minute clip. This is where Martin Luther King's been killed. This is a true story. They're in there, in their house in New Orleans. Jim Garrison, his wife, his children, the nanny. And they're looking at the television, and one of these little kidnapper calls comes in. His young daughter answers it, and Jim Garrison says something that I believe in and know to be true about not being intimidated and that being the most dangerous thing. Any comments on this clip before we play it, Jim?
Well, absolutely. That's it. If you kneel down and yield to fear and anxiety, then you're only caving in to the people who seek to control you. I was always under the impression I grew up in a free country, a democratic country, where we had not only the right but the duty to stand up and voice our opposition or our opinions, and we've got to work to see that it continues to be that way.
Do you think the globalists are shocked by how aggressive we've been in exposing 9/11 and how much courage millions of people have had and how many hundreds of prominent whistleblowers have gone public?
Well, I'd hesitate to say shock because, as you well know, Alex, these people have access to the think tanks and the foundations. They have their pulse. I think they probably knew that this could happen, but I'm pretty much convinced that they are in disarray. They're running for cover. This is why, by the way, that Israel's making its move right now, because they know they got to hurry up and do it while they can still count on the support of the neocons in Washington.
No, I agree. They're trying to hurry up and get it all done. Let's go ahead and play this clip. Here it is.
Dr. Martin Luther King called his beautiful dream, expressed so dramatically during the 1963 March on Washington, was shattered tonight in Memphis, Tennessee, by an assassin's bullet. Police seem to think that the single shot came from across the street. They say that they have found the Browning automatic rifle fitted with a marksman's scope on a sidewalk.
Hello?
Hello, is this Sam Garrison's daughter?
Yeah.
Virginia or Elizabeth?
Virginia.
Virginia, you're a lucky little girl. Your daddy's entered you in a beauty contest. Would you like to be in a beauty contest?
I don't know.
God, my God, what have they done?
Yeah.
It's legend time.
Uh-huh.
Legend time.
Gathering spot for many. That sounds fun.
Can you get off from school at 3 o'clock every day? Okay, Virginia, that's all I need to know.
Mommy, I'm going to be in a beauty contest.
Who is this? Who is this? Hello?
Did you enter Virginia in a beauty contest? A man just called. He wanted to know everything. Her height, her weight, where
she... I'm a crackpot. Martin Luther King was killed in Memphis.
Honey, your daughter's life's just been threatened.
Just a crank making calls. Happens a dozen times a day at the office.
Our home, Jim. A kidnapper, a murderer, who knows what?
Only cowards make crank calls.
How do you know?
I know what's going to happen.
How do you even know what goes on in this house anymore? You're too busy making speeches. Getting every crazy class within Louisiana after us. I'm leaving. I've taken the kids.
Right,
I'm leaving.
Come on.
I can't stand it anymore.
The government wants you to be scared.
You and your
right?
government.
The government wants everybody to be scared to speak out.
What's you know, the matter
they count
with you?
On it. There's nothing
Don't
to be
you have
scared
any
of.
Feelings? Your own daughter. What kind of man are you?
I'll take them up to my mother's if it makes you feel any better. All right, you spend a week.
What's
I'll
a
change
week
the locks, the phone lines, I'll even get a bodyguard. Just get a hold of yourself.
Honey, before this Kennedy thing, nothing mattered in this world more than your children. The other night, Chester tried to talk to you. Didn't even notice he was there. He came to me bawling his little eyes out.
I promise.
He's sensitive,
right?
Honey.
I promise I'll make more time for Jasper.
Is it such a chore?
I cannot fight you and the whole world, too, Liz.
I'm not fighting you. I'm trying to reach you. You've changed.
Well, of course I've changed. My eyes have opened. And once they're open, believe me, what used to look normal seems insane. And now, King, don't you think this has something to do with that? Can't you see?
I don't want to see. I've had enough. You're ruining this man Shaw's life. You're attacking him because he's a homosexual.
That's not why I'm attacking him.
Did you ever for once stop to consider what he was feeling?
You don't believe me?
I don't know.
All this time, you never believed me.
I just want to raise our children and live a normal life. I want my life back.
I have a life, too, you know. We just can't bury a head in the sand. It's not about our well-being, all right? It's not about our two cars and our TVs and your kitchen. It's about our kids growing up, and I'm angry about it.
Absolutely, and I mean, that is so real life, folks, for people that fight the New World Order. The things that everybody goes through, the stress, the calls, the, you know, all of it. I mean, being attacked in parking lots by four thugs, the things I've personally dealt with, that makes it so real when four people are pounding on you, telling you, shut up about the New World Order, but you go through that, and to see the people waking up, and to know we got these people on the run. I agree with Jim Mars. And, of course, that's kind of a composite of a bunch of things that happened. But if you listen to the phone, he's telling the little girl, well, I'm going to pick you up from school, all right. I mean, that's the type of scum we're talking about. Jim Mars?
That's absolutely right. In fact, anybody today that's trying to look for the truth and speaks out about the truth, you not only have to fight the government propaganda, the corporate-controlled media, but all too often you even find fights within your own family because they're... It's what's happening is the difference between people who are willing to open their eyes, open their ears, and use their God-given computer called a brain versus the other people who are either naive or scared and simply want to cling to the matrix that has been woven about us by the mass electronic media.
But it's more dangerous. I mean, when you realize you got a government that'll knowingly put AIDS virus in hemophiliacs drugs, that'll knowingly put mercury in vaccines to brain damage children, that'll knowingly put AIDS virus in vaccines, that'll knowingly give black men syphilis, that'll knowingly sterilize 400,000 women, that'll knowingly kill thousands of our troops in chemical, biological, radiological testing, that'll knowingly, you know, do all of these things and blow presidents' heads off in front of us and then treat us like a bunch of idiots and won't think we won't get onto it. I mean, we got a problem. You know, we got a problem here, Jim.
That's true. And if you'll remember the last thing that Jim Garrison, in the form of the actor Kevin Costner, says at the close of his summation there in the courtroom, and it's so, so true. He said there's only one name you can put on all this, and that's fascism.
All right, I want to try to play that summation. We can't play the whole thing here, but let's play a few minutes of it now and a few minutes after the break there in New Orleans against Clay Shaw. Here it is.
Hitler always said, the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it. Lee Harvey Oswald, a crazed, lonely man who wanted attention and got it by killing a president, was only the first in a long line of patsies. In later years, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, men whose commitment to change and peace would make them dangerous to men who are committed to war, would follow. Also killed by such lonely, crazed men. Men who remove our guilt by making murder a meaningless act of a loner. We've all become Hamlets in our country, children of a slain father leader whose killers still possess the throne. The ghost of John F. Kennedy confronts us with the secret murder at the heart of the American dream. He forces on us the appalling questions of what is our Constitution made? What is our citizenship and more our lives worth? What is the future of a democracy where a president can be assassinated under conspicuously suspicious circumstances while the machinery of legal action scarcely trembles? How many more political murders disguised heart attacks, suicides, cancers, drug overdoses? How many airplane and car crashes will occur before they are exposed for what they are? Treason doth never prosper, wrote an English poet. What's the reason? For if it prosper, none dare call it treason. The American public has yet to see the Zapruder film. Why? The American public has yet to see the real x-rays and photographs of the autopsy. Why? There are hundreds of documents that could help prove this conspiracy. Why are they being withheld or burned by the government? Each time my office or you, the people, have asked those questions, demanded crucial evidence, the answer from on high has always been national security. What kind of national security do we have when we've been robbed of our leaders? What national security permits the removal of fundamental power from the hands of the American people and validates the ascendancy of invisible government in the United States? That kind of national security, gentlemen of the jury, is when it smells like it, feels like it, and looks like it. You call it what it is. Fascism. I submit to you that what took place on November 22nd, 1963, was a coup d'etat. Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. The war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year. President Kennedy was murdered by a conspiracy that was planned in advance at the highest levels of our government, and it was carried out by fanatical and disciplined cold warriors in the Pentagon and CIA's covert operation apparatus, among them Clay Shaw here before you. It was a public execution, and it was covered up by like-minded individuals in the Dallas Police Department, the Secret Service, the FBI, and the White House, all the way up to including J. Edgar Hoover and Lyndon Johnson, whom I consider accomplices after the fact. The assassination reduced the president to a transient official. His job, his assignment, is to speak as often as possible of this nation's desire for peace while he acts as a business agent in the Congress for the military and their hardware manufacturers.
All right. Now, of course, you can go out and get the film and see it all. We may play a minute more in the final segment. Jim, you know, you've been doing Fight the New World Order for longer than I have. I've been doing it for 12 years. It was hard on the day of 9/11 to come out and say it was an inside job, the heat I got. But think about being somebody like Jim Garrison 30, 40 years ago when people were really naive coming out with all of this. Jim?
That's absolutely correct. It takes a lot of courage to stand up for what you know is right and correct, despite the public all being pulled in another direction. But you have to do that. You owe it to your country, you owe it to your children and your grandchildren.
I always think of the Mark Twain quote at times like these. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, a man hated and feared and scorned, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot.
That's exactly right. You never forget that less than 20% of the population of this country supported the American Revolution.
That's right. Stay there, Jim. Final segment with Jim Mars, an American legend, when we get back. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Final segment with Jim Mars. JimMars.com is a website. Links to it on InfoWars.com. I want to play just one more little minute from Jim Garrison's summation played by the actor in the film. Here it is, folks.
Now, some people say I'm crazy. Southern caricature seeking higher office. Well, there is a simple way to determine if I am paranoid. Let's ask the two men who profited the most from the assassination, your former president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and your new president, Richard Nixon, to release the 51 CIA documents pertaining to Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby. Or the secret CIA memo on Oswald's activities in Russia that was destroyed while being photocopied. All these documents are yours. The people's property. You pay for it. But because the government considers you children who might be too disturbed or distressed to face this reality, or because you might possibly lynch those involved, you cannot see these documents for another 75 years.
All right.
I'm in my...
And then he goes on to talk about his son staying in good health so he can see it. And by the way, they have extended those documents out, I think, was it 7 more years after that, to 2030 and something. And that really is it. Since 1947 with the National Security Act, all of this criminality has burgeoned and grown because they're doing it all in secret. I mean, that's a guaranteed recipe for total tyranny, isn't it, Jim Mars?
Absolutely. And to put the coat on the Kennedy assassination, we'll forget about all the theories and the conspiracies, and we'll just talk about legal technicalities. You know, in Texas, Alex, we have executed people for murder who the evidence clearly shows did not pull the trigger, but they were accomplices after the fact. They knew about it. They helped hide the weapon, or they drove the murderer away. They helped hide the evidence. And in the JFK assassination, the evidence is clear, unequivocal, and well documented. Guilty as accomplices after the fact are Lyndon B. Johnson and J. Edgar Hoover. Not that we can prove they ordered or carried out the killing of Kennedy, but for the
I don't know, with his mistress and then his lawyer saying, that's two eyewitnesses.
Right. That's strong, but still, the fact remains that it can be clearly documented both those men took steps to block investigation, to destroy evidence, to hide evidence. That makes them legally accomplices after the fact, and under our legal system, they are guilty of the murder of JFK.
How many people, last question, total, do we died under suspicious circumstances every time Garrison was going to call them as a witness or contacted them?
I have kept a running total, and it's well over 200 people. And what's interesting, Alex, is you'll find this in my book, Crossfire, is the groupings of these deaths. In the late 60s, prior to the Garrison investigation, there was a clump of people who died in Dallas, mostly connected to Jack Ruby and the Dallas underworld. At the time of the Garrison investigation, another group died, and these were all close witnesses and people who could have come forward. And then by 1977, when the House Select Committee on Assassinations was convening and was calling senior FBI officials and mafia chieftains, and they all died before they could testify. It becomes very clear when you look at the overall picture that there was a concerted effort to destroy the reputations or to kill relevant witnesses in this case.
Well, that's some of the most convincing evidence, not just motive and evidence and the globalists carrying out the crimes, but then all these witnesses being killed. I mean, people would say, I've been threatened. They say they're going to kill me, and they'd be dead 10 hours later, and there'd be evidence of foul play. And it's kind of like Arkansas, where a cop shoots himself twice in the head and cuts his own arms and legs off, and they call it suicide. Jim Mars, I can't wait to see you again in person coming up in August 26th in Dallas at the Lakewood Theater for your presentation. God bless you, my friend, and thank you for spending so much time with us, and thank you for standing up for this country and free humanity.
Well, thank you, Alex, and thanks to all of Alex's listeners who are out there at least trying to gather in the information to help keep them free.
We're all in this together. We all hang together or hang separate. I'll see you back tonight, folks, and back tomorrow. And I will see Jim the 26th. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.